This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. On our show this hour from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's written a book called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. She's a highly controversial talk show host, but I wanted to have her here because she does a good job and the book is excellent. Then later on in the hour from Fox Entertainment, the name of the show is Lethal Weapon. Keisha Sharp will be joining us, our friend Clint Romeshaw, and there's a show on Netflix that is now available called Medal of Honor. You got to see this show. It is unbelievable. And then the Vice President for Salesforce talking about trends this Christmas season, Rob Garf. That's all coming up this second hour, live all across the USA and around the world. And I hope, as I mentioned earlier, you are having a great time with family, friends this holiday weekend. And we'll be right back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in too long of a time. I enjoy her show so much on Fox. She has penned a book called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Joining us right now is Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge, welcome back. I miss not having you here.
Well, listen, I am thrilled to be back on with you, and I'm very glad to be able to talk to you and your listeners again about the lunacy that's going on in America, which is incorporated in the book that I wrote, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And I got to tell you, Ron, I don't think we've ever seen it this bad.
No.
I'll let you ask the questions, but it is just stunning. Everything is crazy these days.
It is. I'm convinced that nobody can understand what's going on today and going to happen tomorrow if they don't read history. And I think too big of a segment of the American public doesn't know history. They don't know that FDR was looking for an excuse to enter the war. People were bent when he closed the banks during the Depression. They don't know that Joe Kennedy bought the election for Jack Kennedy. They don't know that Khrushchev ran over him in their first meeting and the Turkey missile concession for getting missiles out of Cuba. They don't know that LBJ was a warmonger and now he's coming back in because history now is rewriting it. And they don't know about Obama's failures. What's wrong with them?
Well, the reason they don't know about it is for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the mainstream media, which I talk about in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, that just simply won't put out there what is going on and what the truth is. And And every day in this country, there are things that are happening, and they're only reported if they're negative against Donald Trump. I mean, when you think about it, I have never, ever seen any president, you know, you talk about the Oval Office in your home, which sounds fascinating, but, you know, I've been around a while, too, and I've never seen the incoming that President Donald Trump is taking every day while he continues to fight for everyday Americans. And the left has had a conniption. They, besides, you know, trying to make sure we can impeach President Donald Trump every minute of every day in the event he winks the wrong way.
Right.
You know, they wanted this man. They set him up with a fake Russia collusion investigation in the event, as Strzok and Page in their text messages communicated, in the event, God forbid, the unthinkable happens, they get the insurance policy. And, Ron, the insurance policy is the Russia collusion investigation based on a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, paid for by the DNC, known by the Department of Justice and the FBI, used to get a wiretap on the on a person in the Trump campaign. I mean, if this isn't like what happens in a third world country, I don't know what is. And every day we hear about how horrible Donald Trump is. So I'm just kind of in a state of shock. I did The View, and Whoopi Goldberg lost it, ended the segment with me. I was on the show to talk about my book, and she literally threw me off the show and then cursed me out on the way out. I've never, and it's exactly what my book is about. I thought that, you know, the book would be about what's happening, people in the Justice Department trying to influence a presidential election. But The View was an example of what the left is doing to the right every day in this country, and that is trying to shut them up.
Does anyone have a brain of their own? All they got to do is read the facts. I mean, you have them here in the book. A tax reform that took place, a booming economy, low unemployment, renewed manufacturing. ISIS is vanquished, okay? Peace talks with the Korean Peninsula. You know, they moan about him going and talking to the Korean leader there. They moan about him talking to Putin. My philosophy has always been, if you have an adversary, the best way to do it is not ignore it or just throw more wood into the fire. Go there and talk to the guy or woman face to face. If you walk away successful, fine, but at least you made contact. This idea about he shouldn't have done this, Schumer says he, you know, he shouldn't have gone there, Pelosi says this. I always say that I vote for the candidate. But the Democratic Party is making that very difficult for me to do in the future.
Well, they're making it very difficult, and I think everybody needs to remember in 2018, and this is 2018, what needs to be done. Because as they create these fake narratives, as they try to impeach this president for looking the wrong way, when the president was just in Russia, he did what every president has done for the last 75 years. And all of a sudden, it's treason, it's sedition. We got to get rid of him. You know, in the meantime, he's got the toughest sanctions ever on Russia. He's closed Russian consulates, thrown out Russian nationals. He's arming the Ukrainians against Russia. And, you know, while Barack Obama watched Russia take over Crimea and gave them 20% of our uranium and said, hey, tell Vlad I'll talk to him after I'm elected when I have more flexibility.
Right.
I mean, this is lunacy, and it's time for people to recognize if you want to save this country, what you've got to do is you've got to get out there and make sure that they vote, because this is out of control.
I go back to the premise about everybody's got their own personal opinion and entitled to it. That's what America is all about. But when they make false claims because they don't really research it, that bothers the living daylights out of me. People go on Facebook and on social media and say stupid things. It drives me crazy. I mean, this is how revolutions begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The left is intolerant. The left will not allow the right to speak. They call the right fascist, when in the end, it's the left that won't allow the right to speak.
Yeah.
And they shut us down, and they do what they did to Sarah Sanders and Kirstjen Nielsen. You know, Maxine Waters is out there yelling, you see them, you gather a crowd, you make them uncomfortable. This is sick stuff. This is totally sick.
I wonder, and this has been said many times before, with all due respect to our past presidents and our most recent one, Barack Obama, if he was treated and his family was treated with the disrespect that our current president has, all right, there would have been an uproar that would have been heard around the world.
That's right.
I'm worried. I've never been worried before, but I'm worried because there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to this. This is my theory, Judge. Term limits. In other words, 2 4-year terms for a senator, 2 4-year terms rather than 2-year terms for the congressman, and believe it or not, unlimited terms for a president, because the general public will determine whether or not they want that president for a second or third or fourth or fifth term. Unlike the protected days back in FDR when nobody knew what was happening in the third and fourth year because
right.
the media wasn't there. And then let these people that are on both sides of the aisle determine the fact that unless they produce, they're out and they're not going to be there as career politicians.
Yep, I agree. Hey, you know what I've recommended? I've recommended you take back their pensions.
Oh, yes.
You know, no retiring with a pension
right.
if you added to the debt. I believe in term limits. I believe in all that stuff. I believe that if you go into Congress, Ron, and you end up with more money coming out than when you went in or your family did, then you know what? It's time to call it a day and maybe investigate you.
Yeah. What about Lyndon Johnson came out a multimillionaire, you know, and he went in as a pauper.
Right.
You know, the other thing, too, that gets me is the mass media. I've been in the media for over 55 years. I started at a very, very young age in radio and TV. And I see this, and I know how the media reacts. You know, they like the siren, and I know that the media is a check for what's happening in not only in government, but in many things, even in private industry. But when I watch, and I used to love NBC. As a child, all I wanted to do was work for NBC, okay? But I watch NBC 630 News with Lester Holt, and I might as well be watching some third world country.
Yep, I agree. It's like, and you know what the amazing thing is? Because there are so many of them, they feel comfortable with it. And
oh, yeah.
That's part of the problem that we have going on here. If you've got people, it's like a mob mentality. If a lot of people say it, then a lot of people will end up just jumping in with the team thinking there'll be no consequences.
Yeah.
Americans, get out there, buy my book. That's why I wrote it, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Get an insight into what's going on, and there's too much at stake here.
It is absolutely a great point. I know you're on a busy schedule. You got to do me a favor and come back one of these days real soon. But I tell you what, every time they have radio commentators as guests on these shows like yours, they always have somebody who does issue-oriented stuff. They never have an entertainment kind of guy. But as you can see, I'm very passionate about this. So, Judge, I'm available any day, time, anytime, Christmas Day, if you want me to be on your show and give you my view, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
It's great being with you. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Judge. Nice having you aboard. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News, and if I sounded a little passionate, more so than I normally do, I'm very passionate about our country, about where it's going. I don't care, Democrat or Republican. It really doesn't make any difference. Just let's get together on this thing. Let's not just get rid of somebody because we don't like them. Let's try to work this thing out. If the people like the job he's doing, they'll renew it. But this is crazy. I mean, I'm worried. I have never been like this on the air before, but I must tell you right now, I am. This country is too great to let it go by the wayside. It's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segee Today. Well, in its third season, starting last month, a show on Fox that is really great called Lethal Weapon. And joining us right now, it's one of its stars. Boy, I tell you, she is one busy and successful and talented lady, Keisha Sharp. Hi, Keisha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. That was a wonderful intro. Thank you.
Well, I was going to go on and on and on, but then we wouldn't have time to talk about what a wonderful and successful celebrity you are.
Oh,
That's our Cliff Notes version of it. You know what I'm saying? In its third season, that is outstanding. I mean, it's a great show. It's been really widely accepted. I think it's got everything. It's got action. It's got a little bit of comedy, a little bit of drama. It's the perfect combination, do you not think?
It really is. It's something that isn't on television. I think we're the only show doing everything we're doing in one, you know, 40 minutes every week. It's an amazing show. We love it, and we're very proud of it.
Now, you play the role of the wife of Detective Murtaugh. And you certainly have your hands full with that, sure. explain to those listeners who may not have seen the show yet, and if they have not, we're going to take them by their Nielsen ratings and really give them a roundabout, okay? Your role is a very challenging role from the standpoint of being a detective's wife.
Absolutely. I think, too, if you know the franchise, the Trish in the movie, she was a stay-at-home mom, which is, as any mother knows, a great job and a hard job.
Very.
They made her, in this television series, a high-powered defense attorney and a mom of three, and one of those babies is a baby, and she's three now. So I think it's just a hard job for a woman to be able to do all of that and to be standing by the phone hoping that her husband comes home every night safe, but finding comedy in that and being supportive in that, and a woman who makes all the money, but the husband is okay with that. It's just a dynamic that I think is so interesting to watch and wonderful to play. Many families are like this family today.
From a writer's standpoint, and even more importantly, from an actor's or actress's standpoint, how difficult is it to parallel action, drama, and humor and make it work? You'll watch some shows, I won't mention them, but let's say they're crime shows. You just can't comprehend how they can go into something humor and vice versa for that matter.
I know, it really is. It's a testament to our writers and our showrunner because it isn't easy to do that. How do you go from a crime to laughing the next second,
right,
to crying the next second, and then jumping off a building and it all works? I think Matt Miller, who's our showrunner, is incredible to take the Lethal Weapon franchise, which were the movies, Mel Gibson and Dan Glover, who did an amazing job and set this duo, type of cop duo up, to be honest. But to be able to sustain that in a television series is difficult. But we do it, and we do it, you know, they do it, we do it, and they do it so well. You read a script, and you're like, how are they going to make this work? And every time they make it work, it's something that people are, you know, you've watched, and you're like, how does that work? And it just does.
Yeah.
They're just pretty brilliant at doing that, and it's a difficult feat, but they do it every week.
I'm trying to do my math here on this. Now, I know that you won an NAACP Image Award for a supporting actress in a comedy and a supporting actress in a drama, but I'm trying to do my math. Is it three NAACP awards that you had?
Oh, it's nominations. We're waiting on that win.
That's okay. Hey.
But nominating, you do feel like you're winning. So, but yes, it's been four. So it's four girlfriends for
a
sitcom that I've done. Yeah, which was a hit back then. It was just a great show. We're still waiting on that movie to be made. But yes, it's been several nominations.
I always think of this, okay, because there is a division between, you know, winning it and being nominated for it.
Nominated.
But if you're nominated for it, in my estimation, you've won it. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, you know, some people don't even get to the part where they even have the name on the paper, let alone being nominated for it, you know. So
absolutely.
You mentioned the hit series Girlfriends, okay? And before that, I wanted to talk about this director's debut that you made with Girlfriends. You not only were in it, but you directed it.
Yes, I directed actually Lethal Weapon just now. We just had, it was an amazing experience. I can't get over that I got to direct Lethal Weapon in one of the biggest episodes of our series. And I also directed Are We There Yet?
Right.
Another sitcom that I was on, which was amazing as well, but so different. You know, a sitcom and a drama series, hour long, is night and day.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you directed a sitcom doesn't mean that you can direct an hour long and vice versa. So being able to direct both of those things has been a lifelong dream of mine. I minored in directing at the Boston Conservatory, so I love directing. And it's something that I'm telling you, it was just a dream, and to be able to do Lethal Weapon is just a blessing. Unbelievable.
I think people don't realize that when you go from in front of the camera to behind the camera, you are really making yourself so versatile. So if the day ever comes that you don't want to be in front of the camera, or maybe the gigs aren't there, boy, you will have a eternal career behind the camera.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can do both. Why can't you do both?
No, you can. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So many successful actors doing both. And that's, for me, that's what I want to do. I want to do both as long as I can. That would be ideal.
You know, I look down all the stuff that you've done, and I'm only touched the tip of the iceberg, okay? People versus O.J. Simpson, The American Crime. As you mentioned, Are We There Yet? Yes. Girlfriends, Everybody Hates Chris. Melissa and Joey, Bad Teacher, also Born Guilty, and 636. And Never Die Alone. Boy, I tell you, that is the sign of a working actress. I understand, though, that you are from Rochester, New York. Now, I got to tell you that I am from a small city in western Pennsylvania near the lake, as Rochester is. And, boy, I assume that you, like I, don't miss that weather up there this time of the year.
At all.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. I don't ever have to see snow again, okay?
Me too. How long have you been living out of snow in Los Angeles?
Oh, since 2002 in Los Angeles. Since February of 2002. There was a little break in there when we did Are We There Yet in Connecticut, which was one of the worst snow years in Connecticut, of course, because I was there.
Naturally.
But again, I don't ever have to see snow again, but I do. You know, on Christmas, sometimes we'll go to Denver, to Colorado, and see snow because, you know, this is Christmas. You want to see the steam train and the snow during Christmas. Beautiful.
I see snow every Christmas. Now, I live in Orlando. I've been here for 28 years. I see snow every Christmas. I turn on the TV and I watch all the movies. And I see all the, and I don't have to shovel it. That's the best part of the whole deal, you know, Keisha? Well, I got to tell you.
That's so funny.
You are quite a talent and a great guest. I hope you come back here all the time. Lethal Weapon on Fox, now in its third season. I got to tell you something, Keisha. You are one talented lady, and as I mentioned earlier, I wish that you come back and join us a lot of times. Would you do that?
Oh, I will absolutely do that. It would be a pleasure for me. It absolutely would.
And much luck on the third season of Fox's Lethal Weapon. Thanks, Keisha, very much. Have a great holiday,
my friend. You too.
And stay out of the snow.
For sure.
Okay. See you later. I like that lady. She's cool. I think that's the first time she's been on our show. Keisha Sharp from Lethal Weapon on Fox. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new report released by the White House on Friday warns of extreme weather conditions or climate change.
It was written by 300 or so scientists, about half of them employees of the federal government, another half from universities and other research institutions.
It says that weather is now worsening in the United States and will continue to do so if measures aren't taken to slow the progress. The report, which was written by several hundred scientists, came only one day after the president tweeted, quote, "Brutal and extended cold blast could shatter all records. Whatever happened to global warming?" The tweet shows the president's continual skepticism over climate change, and he is directly contradicting the findings in the government report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
tuned in. It's Ron Zedgy today all across the USA and around the world. I was just chatting with our guest before we went on the air with him, and I told him that we had him on the air, I don't know, about a year or two ago with his book called Red Platoon, and he's part of a fantastic series that's going to be on Netflix. It launches globally. Actually, it did a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Medal of Honor. Joining us right now is Clint Romache. Hi, Clint. How are you? Welcome back.
Doing good, Ron. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing terrific. Boy, I tell you, this is a very compelling story. Now, I'm just going to open the door a little bit to set the stage for our listeners, but you celebrate 8 recipients of the military's highest award for valor, a Netflix original series documentary, Medal of Honor. Now, this Medal of Honor has been bestowed upon fewer than 3,600 Americans since President Abraham Lincoln signed it into law in 1861. Tell us about it, and then we'll chat about how it applies to your experiences in Afghanistan, okay?
You know, if you look at the history of the Medal of Honor, I mean, it is such a... I mean, coming up in the military, I never in a million years would think I'd even meet a recipient of the Medal of Honor, let alone be one. And now here I am today as one. And I think that really the thing Netflix and that documentary series Medal of Honor really hit on the head and really hit a home run with is their perspective of they're sharing 8 different stories from recipients from World War II all the way up to Afghanistan, different backgrounds, different growing up life experiences. I mean, just the whole demographic of what makes this country so great is you have people that grow up in rural communities, inner cities, you know, but the message is always the same in each episode. It's that love for your brothers and sisters in arms that gets you motivated to go above and beyond what you normally would think a human would do. And they convey that so well in each one of those stories.
How many stories are there?
There's a total of 8 episodes.
8 episodes.
In the documentary series.
Okay, now here's the thing I'm glad you mentioned. It does really address what it was like in World War II, along the 38th parallel on the Korean War, Laos, and also during the deadliest year of the Vietnam War. And then it moves into the very difficult terrain of Afghanistan. Now, I remember in your book how you explained that. But actually, this deals, in your particular case, Clint, with the deployment of the combat outpost Keating, where you really were surrounded by the Taliban. And actually, you and 50 other soldiers were doomed. Tell us about that experience a little bit, and then how it got to be this honor of the 8 veterans that actually died, in addition to the other 42 that were involved.
You know, it started off at, you know, we were up at Combat Outpost Keating for about 3 months prior to the attack, and it was one of these situations where, you know, the military kind of had a choice going forward in Afghanistan on how they were going to kind of tackle on that conflict, and the idea with these outposts kind of helping secure key locations. And unfortunately, with the extreme terrain there, I mean, it's kind of like picking between, you know, 2 bad choices. And essentially, Outpost Keating got set at the bottom of a valley surrounded by mountains on all 4 sides. And the 3 months there, I mean, we were attacked pretty much daily, you know, on average, once, twice a day. But that morning of October 3rd, the enemy hit us, and they hit us with a sizable force of 300 to 400 fighters from the high ground, from you know, the superior fighting positions. And there was no real location you could be outside and not exposed to enemy fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, for me, just a real, real inspirational thing, though, to watch those young soldiers I was, you know, taking over there, their first time in combat. They looked at that whole situation not as, oh, poor us, you know,
right.
why do we have to be here? You know, they didn't look at the negativity. They looked at the challenge of it and said, you know what, this is what we've got, you know, to deal with, and we're going to make the most of it. And, you know, that's another thing I think not just the Netflix series kind of incorporates, but military service and veterans sharing their stories, that we live in an all-volunteer force right now, and we have men and women still raising that right hand to give up their freedoms to go over there and defend what essentially for us was called the indefensible. And I got to witness that day after a 15-hour firefight, after the first hour of the enemy, you know, breached and was in our perimeter, after we'd gotten isolated from essentially 9 guys and had no idea where they were at, that those men came together and we defended the indefensible. And at the end of the day, we recovered all eight of our heroes. Each one of them got to come home to their families. And that story of camaraderie, brotherhood, and just the American fighting spirit that we're not going to be beaten, because if you think you're done, if you admit defeat, the first time you kind of get punched in the nose, you've lost the rest of the fight. Mm-hmm. And to watch the inspiration of those great men just really push forward through all of that, understanding we had each other, and it didn't matter what your background was, it didn't matter what your political views were, you were my brother to my left and right, and they looked at it the same, and we overcame an enemy that was fighting off hate, where we were fighting off love of each other.
Well, very well said, Clint. Wow. Now, these Taliban forces, what they broke the perimeter of the camp, that is known, I understand, as enemy in the wire?
That was the call that came across the radio, and I mean, it's one of those, I never thought I'd ever hear that in my lifetime, other than watching, a war movie,
right, sure.
A fictional war movie, and then to be there in reality to hear that call come across, enemy in the wire. And of course, you know, the biggest fear for me wasn't about me getting shot or killed. It was about not getting there to help those other men that were isolated and trapped, to know that we had guys down that we just could not get to at that time. And the fear was the enemy, as one of their tactics in the past, was to take the bodies of American soldiers. And I really, the fear was not be able to bring someone home was far more fearful than the idea of getting shot and dying myself. Mm-hmm. Everyone there that day had a sense of that love, of motivation, that didn't matter what was going on, we were going to go get them.
Yeah. Let me ask you, correct me if I'm wrong, in the book Red Platoon, did you not show a map of the combat outpost Keating? That seems to be in my memory.
We have in the book Red Platoon, in the front cover area, we've got a sketched out map to help kind of follow along where each of the battle positions were, each of the barracks,
right,
the certain building structures.
I think that was important to note because of the fact that it showed how vulnerable you gentlemen were. Very heartwarming to read that book and now being on Netflix. And there's no Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is authentic, with integrity, with the film clips, archives, real interviews with people. This is not a Hollywood production, right, Clint?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know it's so difficult for you to convey a 15-hour firefight and put it in essentially, I think it's about 20 minutes of reenacting, mm-hmm, on the Netflix documentary. And as part of working alongside them, too, though, was to try and condense that down and tell it in a way that at times it, you know, I think a lot of the guys that have served in the military will sit there and critique and say, well, that's not how you talk on a radio. Well, you know what? Those that have served in the military that would critique that and say that, they know what you say when you talk on a radio. But I think it was more important to those that haven't served, get a full and clear understanding without the radio jargon and confusion.
Right.
And Netflix did an amazing job of capturing that, condensing it. And like essentially 20 minutes of a 15-hour firefight.
Yeah. Clint, now this premiered on Netflix on the 9th of this month, so it's on demand on Netflix as we speak, correct?
Absolutely. Streaming now. I know a lot of people have been binge-watching it, which, you know, it's great to see the responses coming back from people that have already seen the entire series. It's just really been a blessing to see the positive response coming out.
Well, I got to tell you, it's something that everybody should watch, especially some of the young people today who don't realize what our great military has had to endure in order for them to be free and do the things they want to do. Clint, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. We appreciate your service to our great country. And again, it's on Netflix as we speak. It's called Medal of Honor, and our guest has been Clint Romeshaw. Clint, thank you for joining us, and happy holidays, and thank you again for your service.
Thank you so much, Ron.
That's a real American hero there, my friend, really. And it's on Netflix, as we mentioned before, and it's on demand right now. 8 episodes of this, and I urge everyone to watch this. You got to watch what our military does for us. You really do. And never forget it. Around Thanksgiving time, Christmas coming up, all through the year, 365 days. You got to keep in mind what these people have done and are doing for our democracy. And there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world, with Ron Seggi today.
grandmother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
And around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Well, this is the season to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho. But let me tell you, the only way you can be jolly if you get your act together when it comes to shopping. Joining us right now is a gentleman who's going to shed some light on how we can have a little bit more enjoyable holiday season when it comes to shopping. He is the Vice President of Industry Strategy and Insights for Salesforce. Joining us right now is Rob Garf. Hi, Rob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, now we're talking about the pressures and everything that go along with shopping. And hopefully now you're going to be able to shed some light on this because this is a changing atmosphere. I mean, it has been doing this for probably the past 10, 12 years. But I think now the fact that the whole shopping experience is different, the brick and mortar stores, as they say. So let's talk about what you call is mobile being king.
Yeah, absolutely. Mobile will be the headline this holiday season. You know, for online specifically, we predict at Salesforce that 68% of traffic and 46% of all revenue will be generated from mobile. And I guess maybe it shouldn't be a big surprise. I know for me and many others, the phone has become the remote control of our daily lives, right? And it's not much different during the holiday season for browsing and shopping.
You know, it's funny because some of us, not all of us, I'm probably in the minority, probably in the lower 1%, always want to go into the store because, you know, you want to try it on, you want to look at it, you want to measure it, do whatever you want to do. But really and truly, when you come right down to it, it's a pain in the neck. I mean, you got to fight traffic, you got to fight people, you got to fight weather. This is really the way to do it, is it not, Rob?
Provides a lot of convenience, and there's increased access. Now, I'm careful. I mean, the stores are not dying. They're not going away. Certainly, plenty of people want to touch and feel and have the experience of in-store, and those stores in response are, in many cases, really reinventing themselves. But mobile certainly provides a lot of access, a lot of control, and retailers are increasingly making it easier and easier for consumers to purchase.
Well, how does Salesforce know this? This has got to be an extremely complicated formula to be able to figure this out. There's a lot of shoppers out there. How do you know that at Salesforce?
Yeah, well, certainly plenty of people do surveys around what consumers say they're going to do, but we actually look at the data that flows through our commerce platform, and it's at a rate of a half a billion shoppers on a quarterly basis. And so we really have our finger on the pulse of not just what consumers say they're going to do, but really what they are doing, the shopping behavior. For every click, for every swipe, for every tap, we're understanding the sentiment and the actual behavior of what consumers are going to do. And that's what we do. We turn it over to the industry to really provide some insights to retailers, to brands, and even consumers themselves.
Now, Black Friday, you say, is the top digital shopping day of the season again this year, capturing 10% of the season's revenue, while Cyber Monday will net about 8% of the sales. What is the AI concept?
You know, AI, artificial intelligence,
all
certainly.
Right.
You bring up a really good point around the changing digital shopping season. Digital shopping came about, obviously, via the Internet. But back in 2005, the term Cyber Monday was coined by the National Retail Federation, the NRF, and it really reflected the phenomena of people going back to work, getting on high-speed connection, and being able to take advantage of the promotions that the retailers and brands were pushing in their direction. But because of the mobile device that we talked about before, providing access, providing convenience instantaneously, the digital shopping times have continued to move out and smooth throughout the entire shopping week, if you will. And that reflects actually for the third year in a row, based on Salesforce's data and analysis, that Black Friday will be the biggest digital shopping day. But it doesn't just end there, Ron. It's also further earlier in the week. Really, in the past, we'd have to either wait to go to the store on Black Friday or increasingly pull out our computer and go online, put in all the information to get us to a particular website. Now we can just sit on the couch, pull out our phone, and see what promotions are available.
Interesting. Very interesting. When normally do people finish their holiday shopping? Now, we can't put me into the equation because it'll come on like the morning of December 25th. What is the normal time frame?
Got it. So you're one of those guys who'll go into the store, figure out what's available, and get it, and perhaps at a good discount. So there's certainly plenty of that happening. But we're seeing, again, a shift towards earlier than later as it relates to shopping. We predict at Salesforce that 50% of all digital shopping will be complete by December 2nd. That's about a week after Cyber Monday.
What probably is a couple of the popular online shopping items that people look for?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much different this holiday season. It's going to be the categories of consumer electronics and toys, but most everything becomes digital at this point, right? Mm-hmm. So whether that is a new phone or a new device or something else in that arena, that certainly is very important. And then obviously gift cards over the last 10 years have continued to increase to give the recipient more control, if you will. And that's why we saw last holiday season that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, one of the two big biggest holiday shopping on mobile, right? Because again, you get that gift card and immediately you can go to your phone and exchange that gift card for an actual product.
Well, I never thought of that before. Is there one particular social media platform that really, you know, entices the shopper more than others? I mean, you know, I'm on Facebook, but, you know, I see things on Facebook that, frankly, are pretty interesting, and I pursue them.
That's a really good question, Ron. And I think just generally speaking, social media has become such an influencer for product decisions during the discovery process, even before the consumer goes to a retailer's website or goes into the store. And this holiday season, the big winner is Instagram. They've actually increased about 50%. That's 3 times the other social media in terms of traffic generated from that platform. And don't get me wrong, Facebook is not going away. That still holds a majority share, but decreasing a little bit in relevancy. And again, it's really catering to those, like many, who go to this social media to get inspired, talk to their friends, their family, their colleagues, to figure out what to purchase and from where.
That's great. Rob, where can we go for more information on this survey and predictions?
Well, I encourage you to go to Salesforce.com, check out our shopping index, get a lot more information, not just during this holiday season, but through the whole year. We provide this over, as I mentioned before, to retailers, to brands, and consumers to get smarter around what's happening in retail.
It's fascinating. It really is. It's just so sophisticated how things have now come about in the marketing industry. I was a graduate marketing major in college, and boy, I tell you, a lot of things have happened since then. All of those studies that we had are like thrown away with this new form of shopping. Rob, thanks for joining us. Rob Garf has been our guest, Vice President of Industry Strategy and Insights for Salesforce. Rob, would you come back and join us again sometime, my friend?
I would absolutely love it. Thanks for having me.
And happy holiday to you, okay?
Happy shopping.
Okay, happy shopping. Well, I tell you, that is a sophisticated way to approach and predict sales. It's fascinating how they do that. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's going to wrap things up for our Thanksgiving weekend show. We hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to thank my guests for being part of it, the lovely Dina Martin, Katrina Balfe from Outlanders on Stars, Mark Summers of Double Dare fame, Elizabeth Werner, also the judge Janine Pirro from Fox News, Keisha Sharp, star of Lethal Weapon, Clint Romeshaw, of course, he's a Medal of Honor winner, and the show is Medal of Honor on Netflix, and Rob Garf. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live, all across the USA and around the world, with Ron Segi today. Till then, you know, take it easy on the turkey sandwiches. And until next weekend, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.